Chapter 4 Carrying Capacity and the Cradle 1. God, Country, and Mrs. Sanger. In 1948, José Figueres Ferrer executed what may be the most original coup d'etat in world history. In the aftermath of a stolen presidential election, Figueres, a coffee grower who stood all of 5'3", cobbled together an army of 700 irregulars that overthrew Costa Rica's government. Then, as the leader of the new ruling junta, his first act as commander-in-chief of the military was to abolish it. Figueres reasoned that it was easier and cheaper to keep the citizenry pacified with schools, healthcare, and social security than with a standing army ready to suppress internal unrest. On his coffee finca in southern Costa Rica, he'd learned that paying laborers fairly and providing them medical care and free milk for their children from his dairy assured him of a loyal workforce. Within a year of his coup, he had converted former army barracks to schools, held elections, and stepped down from the interim presidency. A few years later, he was elected democratically and re-elected twice thereafter. The success of his revolution involved some lucky timing. With a Cold War between world capitalism and world communism incubating, the United States was too preoccupied with a sinking situation in Korea to worry about a Central American backwater. Had Costa Rica happened 5 years later, post-Korean War, Figueres's fate might have been that of Guatemalan President Jacobo Arbenz Guzman, whom the CIA removed in 1954 before his land reforms could expropriate United Fruit Company banana plantations, or that of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, ousted in 1953, also by the CIA, for nationalizing Iran's oil industry. By then, Figueres had long since nationalized Costa Rican banks, enfranchised women and black voters, extended health services, and guaranteed higher education throughout the country. The resulting stability was so applauded by labor and business alike that the United States overlooked his...